from Oroville, 30th of July, 2008. On microphone, Marlenka. In studio, the radio team today is Chloe and Eleni. Coordinator, Andrea. The weather in Oroville today is partly cloudy, 27 to 32 degrees, westerly winds 13 to 17 kilometers per hour. Recorded last week at Savitri Bhavan, here is Shradhavan introducing Amita Mehra from Delhi, who speaks about what Savitri means for her. And the full recording will be broadcast next Saturday and the following week and is available as a CD at Oroville Radio.
So a warm welcome to all of you who've come today, especially a warm welcome to our main guest, Amita Mehra. She'll be well known to some of you. It's very special for us because the center which she has created in Delhi, the Gnostic Center, with her team there, was so close to the heart of our very dear eldest brother, Nirodha. And just as he loved Gnostic Center, so he also loved Savitri Bhavan. So we feel that we belong to one family, that we're very closely connected. Last Thursday here, we had a beautiful function with Nirodha's family, remembering him. And I heard that something similar happened there also. In Delhi, Amita is conducting Savitri study sessions, as we do here. And as she's a member of our governing board at present, as she's become a member, kindly agreed to become a member of our advisory group for the management of Savitri Bhavan, we took this opportunity to ask her to share with us about Savitri, and we're very grateful that you've accepted, Amita. I leave the floor to you.
The private office of His Holiness the Dalai Lama has now confirmed the date of his visit. He will arrive from Chennai on January 22, 2009, stay the night in Oroville, and then return to Chennai. Apart from the inauguration, His Holiness will visit the Matra Mandir, address Aurovillians and friends on the theme of universal responsibility and human unity, and he will visit one or two places in Oroville. A process for setting up an organizing committee has begun, which will look into all the different aspects of his visit. Those present during his 1993 visit probably recall how everyone worked in a united manner to make that visit a success. The main worry is the financing for the completion of the Tibetan Pavilion buildings. Major masonry work, slanted walls making the shell and storage, it's progressing well. Several sides are almost finished, giving the building a new dimension. But to be completed are the front courtyard, the inner decoration and painting, the final polishing of all the floors, and about half of the slanted walls around the pavilion. Since the 1st of April, 3.5 lakhs have been received from Oroville and over 2 lakhs from foreign friends. About 10 lakhs are still needed, plus another 2 for the visit itself. To contribute, please use account 0477, and foreign checks should be made in favor of Oroville Fund and sent with a covering letter to Pavilion of Tibetan Culture. The news is an echo of activities in the lives of Orovillians. For further information, please check the website oroville.org. And thanks for listening.